Property market hopefuls are telling PM they're keen to buy a home quickly before prices move too much higher. Private sector data shows a backlog of home buyers jostling over limited stock pushed property prices in Sydney and Melbourne up roughly 1.5% in August. Wannabe first home buyers are now naturally getting anxious that the property market will forever be beyond their reach, while those who already own property are hoping the market rebound can last. Our business reporter David Taylor takes a look at the state of play in the market.
We welcome you here today to see the public auction.
Property auctions are not for the faint-hearted because it's the biggest financial leap most Australians will make in their lifetime.
30, 17, 30. He bids again 40, 50.
Nicole, who doesn't want to reveal her last name, was one of the thousands of Australians who successfully sold their home last weekend.
In the end, we got a price that we were happy with and settled with the long settlement. It made it something that was in our interest to do.
Sydney home prices rose 1.6% last month, the third monthly gain in a row. Melbourne prices rose 1.4%, also up for the past 3 months. Analysts say they're strong numbers. Nicole's family needs more space, and having seen the market pick up, they didn't waste any time in selling and taking the next step up.
And our fear was that house prices were going to continue to go up now. And that we were going to, unless we sort of took the next step soon, we were going to be stuck without the ability to get into the market at taking the next step.
But is Nicole worrying too much about rising house prices? CoreLogic specialises in property market research and forecasts. Cameron Cusher is the head of research.
But sentiment's improved, and that's really improved because we've got two interest rate cuts, which is not necessarily why sentiment should improve. That's because the economy's slowing, but also just that people can now borrow more.
Can it continue?
I still think they'll be higher, but I don't think that the magnitude of growth that we've seen in August will continue. We're still a long way to get back up to those previous highs, and the question from here is how quickly that happens, and I think the Reserve Bank and APRA don't want to see a quick return to those previous highs. And then eclipsing those highs, and we view it that it's going to be a slow and steady recovery back up to those levels.
AMP Capital's head of investment strategy, Shane Oliver, also frequently writes property market reports. He agrees with Mr. Cusher and says there's unlikely to be a big rebound in the property market. But he goes further, saying anything other than a very gradual lift in property prices would be damaging to a vulnerable economy.
That if prices take off again, like they have in the past, you know, where prices are up 10, 15% year in, year out, that's not going to be good for affordability. Affordability is already poor. By the same token, if prices keep collapsing like they were over the last couple of years, then that's not going to be good for the economy. So the best outcome would be a period of constrained gains. At the end of the day, they're probably not going to be completely flat, though. I think the more likely scenario is that we see a few gains here and there, then it gives way to some softness, then you see a few more gains.
Property buyer Nicole sold her family home before buying another place. They're not keen on renting, so the sooner they can upgrade, the better. Economists say Nicole is part of a group of property buyers that will help keep the property market rising this month and next.
We got a good price in a market that maybe wasn't at its best, but we thought that the price that we got was quite good, even if the market was going to be better.
So you're keen to get back in just in case prices are, just in case this is the start of another leg up?
Yeah, so we're keen to get back in before the market sort of starts to increase again.
Of course, outside of Sydney and Melbourne, the property market picture is quite mixed. Across the capital cities, property values grew only marginally in Brisbane, Canberra and Hobart. Darwin recorded the worst result, with prices falling by 1.2%, followed by a milder drop in Perth by 0.5 percentage point.
Business reporter David Taylor.